sports law. How could you learn Pshat on this Mishnah? How could you make the exchange your cow for his ox? The Torah says, Domim, it doesn't work. The Torah says, Chalipin, according to Rav Nachman, it doesn't work. Our Korchah was forced to say, to Rav Sheshes Matarot law, that Avada Rosh Lakish holds like Rav Sheshes, that Peiris, you could make a Kinyan Chalipin with Peiris. Therefore, an animal is called like Peiris, so with the animal, you could work the Torah's Chalipin. Even though the Torah is Domim, paying for it, you can't make a Kinyan by paying for it, because Midiraisa Rosh Lakish holds, money is not a Kinyan, only Meshicham. So the only way the Mishnah says you can make the Kinyan is with a Kinyan Chalipin. And Rosh Lakish holds, like Rosh Sheshes, that Peiris animals can also make Chalipin. So now I'm going to learn like this. Kol ha-metaltlim kreina zeh zeh. All metaltlim can be kreina one or the other. The young Rosh Lakish said, what does it mean? The afilu kis moly moy, even have a bag full of money. The kis moly moy, as I could buy for you your bag full of money by giving you my bag full of money. How does it work? Irish Lakish says, with damim, with money, you can't buy something. So it has to work with Teres Chalipin. I was saying now, matabeya money. You cannot make a king of Chalipin with the money. Tumar says, Tirgamo, Revacha, the dinar anko, the yanigro. We're talking about that the coin that was spoiled already, that is not in currency anymore. Therefore, it's not called a matabeya. It's called like a kli. And therefore, you can make a king of Chalipin. So that's what it says over here, kol ha-metaltlim, which means a kiss, moly mois. I could sell you for your kiss, moly mois, means the Torah's Chalipin. Even though we hold money cannot be used for Kinyan Chalipin, I can't give you a dollar bill for Kinyan Chalipin, but here we're talking about the money was spoiled money. That's not called Kesef, therefore you could use it for Chalipin. I need both cases of Anarchy, Malchus. One of them means that the Malchus said you can't use it anymore. The Echad Shefas Lost the Medina, that your private city, it says you can't use it. These are the two coins. The Moshe Zutrich, I need both cases. If the kingdom now said, listen, this last coin, this quarter, is not in use anymore, Mishum Blasagi Klal, if the king says you can't use it, can't be used anywhere. So that's not called money, that's why you could use it for Chalipin. Avo Pas Lost the Medina, if only your city said not to use it, then the Sagi Lost the Medina Achriti, you could use it in another city though. The king didn't pass it, it's only your city passed it. So this money could be used someplace else. Aim, I would have thought to say, even in your city that's not usable, Akati Matabeyu, maybe it's still called like money, and Vien Matabeyu Nikla Mechalipin, and with money you can make a Kenya Chalipin. That's the Chiddush know, that since in your place right now it's not usable, it's not called money, therefore you can make Chalipin with it. Viyashmina Paslos the Medina, if you'll tell me what, that is talking about the cases where in your city they said not to use it. People do not use it at all in that city. Not even privately they don't use it. But when the king said not to use it, the king is only mafid not to use it openly. But privately, people still use it for exchange. And so, maybe it's still called money since privately it could be used on the black market like and if so, since it could be used, it's still called like money and money cannot be used for chalipin, tricho. That's the Chiddush you know, that Lamaisa, since it's not the currency that can be used openly, that's not called money, it goes into the cloud of Peri, and therefore you could use it to make a Kinya Chalipin with it. Omar Rav Huna, Rav's name is Rav Huna. If somebody says, Mocha li bi'elu, like I have a bag of money here. I said, listen, I want to buy you a hat with this bag of money. I didn't say the price, I didn't say how much, I just said with this. Rashi says, Kona means, or so, Locher is Kona. So Rashi says the case is lekeach yemochli bielu ochas biyodei moit. The guy is holding a bag of money, and he says to his friend, "Sell me your hat for this bag of money." We don't say how much money, just for however much is here. In such a case, locher is kona. The kinyan is good. There's such a kinyan like this. We'll soon see why. The locher is money. I money is not kona. We'll soon see why. But v'yesh le'olav I know. If the guy jipped you, if he paid too little, or the guy paid too much, more than a sixth. That's called a no, you could be chayzer. That's the law of a no. If he charged you more than a six, you could retract. So in such a case, if you paid more than a six or less than a six, it has the din of a no. Now, kono, why do we say kono is chayfet? Means, and says, what's the pshat? Afagav delay moshach. Even though you did not move the chayfet, I did not make a mashiach on your hat. Still, when I give you the bigger money, I own your hat. Why? Techivon delay kopit kono. Because since you're not makfet how much money was right here, so it's not called like I'm paying you b'teres money, but the chi chalipin dami. It's like a kinyan chalipin. Rashi says, a kind of parach though, I've way my bed, nikkas chalipin. How could it work for Teres Chalitza? It's like an exchange. So in other words, I have this bag full of money here. I say, listen, for this bag full of money, I want to buy your hat. And the guy says, okay, I didn't tell you how much money is here. But since I didn't say there's $10 here, it's not the fact I'm paying you for your hat, but I'm making an exchange now. You take this bag of money, and the Chalitza in exchange of that, I get back your hat. So therefore, it's kona. But the kashra is, I am at day is not nikta b'chalipun. We'll soon see. Now, it says, but the yesh v'yolov v'no, if the guy paid or left a sixth, then it's bottled. Why? To mochali b'yelu komale. He said, I want to sell you this. Rashi says, loshin nemchar. V'loy loshin chalipun. He did not use the loshin of chalipun. He used the loshin of mechira. So since he said, v'loshin mechira, therefore he said, it has dinei mechira, that if you paid more or less than a sixth, it's bottled. Rav Abba Omar Rafuna, Mochali Bielu. Somebody says, I want to buy your hat with this bag of money. Kona, I own your hat. Bielu Yolov I know, but there's no din I know. So it's not called the Mechira. It's not called that I'm buying it with money, but it's a Kenyan Chalipin. When I make a Chalipin, then there's no din I know. I'm not kind of because of the value of it, I'm kind of the Kenyan Chalipin. Even though I gave you a sixth more, a sixth less, the Kenyan Sukhal. But so Pshita. Now, Pshita is like this. Pshita. So it's for sure, domin v'yein makfer aleihem who are karmina de koni kechalipin domi. That even if there's money here, who are not makfer how much money it is, then the kinyan is chal, because it's like a chalipin. I'm not saying I'm paying $10 for it. I'm saying with the kinyan chalipin, I want your hat with this bag. That's all. The Rashi says, like nosim leimoyet oy chefet v'shvil chefet tachem. But there is domin who lo hikfer aleihem lirusim yeshnan kdei shavim. You did not like look and see exactly how much it's worth. In such a case, it's kechalipin domi and kinyan eschal. What about chalipin umakfer aleihem? Let's say Rashi says nosim lechefet lechefet. There is chalipin. Like I want us to listen. You give me a hat, and I'll give you back my shoe. Kedin kinyan shekainim besuder. But is there makfer liro sheyasuder shavu kolkach? Even though you said, Bateras Chalipin, I'll give you my shoe if you give me a hat. But he also said, let me make sure. How much is your hat worth? $10. How much is my shoe worth? $10. Okay. Since they are makbid, that it should be the value of 10 for 10, then the locker is... My, that's a shalom. What's the locker in such a case? My. Again, Chalipin or makbid alayin. Where I'm making a kinyan Chalipin, but I'm makbid to make sure the exchange is the exact value. What's the locker? Is there a kinyan or not? Omar Rav Ada Barava, Toshima, come in here. It says, Harei Shohoyu Toifish, Parosoi, if you're holding on to your cow, V'yoymed, Uvo Chaveru, V'yomaloi, and the person comes and says to you, Paros Cholama, what do you want to sell your cow for? L'chamor, Anitzar. The guy says, I want to sell my cow because I need a donkey. So the guy says, very good, we'll make a shidduch here. Yesh L'chamor, I have a donkey. Shani Noisa Necho, that I'll give to you. But Paros Cholama, how much is your cow worth? The kach v'kach is worth $100. Now, chamorcha v'kama, how much is your donkey worth that you want to make the exchange for? The kach v'kach, what's this worth $100? In such a case, it says clearly, moshach balach chamorcha saporo, as soon as the owner of the donkey makes the mashiach of kind of the power of the cow, v'lo hispik balach poro limshach, even though the owner of the poro did not make the mashiach on the chamor yet, limshach at the chamor, at shemei tachamor, even though the chamor died, Loikona balchamor es haporo, that the balchamor is not kind of the poro, the king is not chal. So Chura, what do you see from here? Shema mina chalipin umakpan aleihem loikona, that it doesn't work for teres chalipin, because a regular chalipin, as soon as one person is kind of one part, automatically the other part belongs to the other one. So here, as soon as I made a kinyan on his poro, automatically my chamor belongs to you. So the chamor died a second late, it's your tough, it died by you. Since it says here not like that, that the mechir is bottle, so we see, even though I'm making an exchange, my parah for your chamor, but since I'm saying exactly $100 for $100, that's not called the kinyan chalipin, but it's called malateras a kinyan a peroyin. Therefore, malateras peroyin, it's only koino when I make meshicha. But just the fact I'm paying for it, that is not the kinyan. So that's the proof here. Shemami, here's a good proof. That chalipin or makbid aleihem. The case where you want to make a kinyan chalipin, but you makbid the exact amount of money, Lekona does not go with Tiras Kinyan Chalipin, but rather a Kinyan is a Kinyan of regular Meshichas. Before you made the both Meshichas, it's no good. Omar Rav Rav said, Oto Chalipin v'shriftoni yaskinon, like Manashach, every Chalipin, is any time as a guy like a Shaita, he just exchanges things without looking how much it's worth, Like every time you make an exchange, you want to make sure chaga b'shava. Ella's like this rather. Kol chalipin mikvat kofti v'kona. Havad, every time you make an exchange, you always want to make sure it's the exact amount. I have a right to say, is your hat worth $10, my shoes worth $10, then we'll make the exchange. So even though we're not fit to have an exact amount of an exchange, there's still a good kinyan chalipin over here. So why did I say before by the Bala Chamor and the Bala Poro, the kinyan is not chal? So hocha b'mayaskinon, here we know what we're talking about over here. The yocha b'mayaskinon, the yomalei chamor b'poro utleh. I say, I'll sell you my donkey if you give me your poro and a tleh. As he had a real good donkey, and his cow wasn't so good. So I'll only sell you my chamor if you give me your cow with your tleh, with the sheep. Oh, Moshe, now what happened was you went and made a mashiach on the poro, but the adayin l'moshech has a tleh. You were not kind of the tleh yet. Tleh heaven le mashiach amalya. That's not called a good mashiach at all. That's why the chamor is not kona. You know, you didn't make the kinyan chalipin at all. In the case you made a good kinyan chalipin, then avada would be chal. Omar, what we just say, machali b'yela kona. If I say, listen, I want to buy your hat for this big, for the mechira is chal. V'yesh li olav oino, but it's called a good mechira, and therefore, if it's more than a sixth, it's bottle. Leima, the mar says, sabar rafuna matvei nasa chalipin. El chura, the elu means with this money. If you're giving money, but teres chalipin, I say, you have to say, rafuna holds, with coins, you could make chalipin. Mar says, loy, Rav Huna sav lak Rav Yechanan. What do you want to say? Rav Huna holds like Rav Yechanan. Here it's not a kinyan chalipin. The teres chalipin taka, since it's coins, with coins you can't make a kinyan chalipin. But rather goes like Rav Yechanan. The yom of the Rav Yechanan shitter is, tva teira moyev kainet. Midi yiraisa, with the money you could buy something. If so, umifnei maron rumashikha kaina, what did the rabbanim say? Nothing doing with the money. You have to make a kinyan mashikha. It's exera, shema yoimala nisafachitechav yaliyam. It's exera mid rabbanim, and maybe people say your chitim burnt. Like we said, spoke out before. That if you pay money for somebody for your wheat, so then as soon as the owner gets the money, he doesn't care about the wheat. If there'll be a fire in his house, he won't go to sell the wheat. And he won't go to save the wheat. And the Rabbanim want you to save it. The Rabbanim said nothing doing with the money alone. That wheat still belongs to you, so you watch it. Now, that's only with the Rabbanim. Therefore, milts of the Shechicha goes to the Rabbanim. A normal way of paying something for money, Rabbanim at Xero. But the milts of the Shechicha goes to the Rabbanim. Over here, to take a bag of money and say, with this bag, I want to buy your hat. Even though you don't say exactly how much money is in the bag, you don't care about the money, that's what Shechicha. You usually don't buy it like that. Whenever you buy, you say clearly, how much is the hat? $10? So take out exactly $10. But some to say, I have a bag of money here, and with this bag of money, I want to buy your hat, that's not shchiach. So since it's a milsa b'lo shchiach, and since it's only in the rabbanim that kesef is no good, over here there's a golden teres kesef. See, the first verse is very good. It's not much a kinyan but teres kesef. And therefore it says that if there's an oinoah, it's more than a sixth of bottle. Oh, malay marhuna, bray, marhuna, bray, the Rav Nachman, the Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi. Osun you, hochi masnit, this is the way you learned it. Anan os, hochi masnit, we learned it like this. That the Chayin of Rav Huna also said, "Ein matvei nasa chalipin." We learn clearly. Rav Huna said clearly, "Matvei cannot be used to make a kinyan chalipin." If so, but my kona. If so, where is the kinyan? But we also ein matvei nasa chalipin. If so, how does it work? Like we just said, the reason why the kinyan works is he holds like Rav Yechanan. That means the yiraisa moyis is kona. It's only the rabbanan, and that's only milsad l'shchiach. Milsad l'shchiach goes to the rabbanan. Here it's the milsad l'shchiach. That's where the kinyan takes place. Now it's new gemara. We had the shalom of kinyan chalipin. If I want to buy something of you, so make a chalipin. I give you something in exchange for your hat. So now, how do we make this kinyan chalipin? Rav Oma bekelev shakoina. Rav says, whoever wants to buy the hat, if you want to buy that, you have to take out your handkerchief and give your handkerchief to the owner of the hat, and then automatically the hat becomes yours. But the chalipin has to be with the kelim of the koina. That the kind of the one that's buying now is happy to give away his handkerchief to the other person in order that the owner of the hat to want to sell me back the hat. So chalipin always works. I give you my handkerchief in order to get from you. So whoever's buying it has to get out his handkerchief. That's why if the rov is buying chametz off you, the rov takes his handkerchief and gives his handkerchief to you, and you pick it up in your kind of the handkerchief. So because that you're kind of the handkerchief, you're matna back to the Rav or you're coming. That's what we hold. That you have like Rav, that Caleb shall kind of. However, the Levi Yama Levi says no. The Caleb shall matna. It's the one that wants to sell it. The owner of the chametz, or the owner of the hat, that wants to sell his hat, he has to give his handkerchief to the one that wants to be kind of the handkerchief. It's the Caleb shall matna. Kirabina Lamem Lakamon. I will soon explain why. He doesn't have the pasuk this way. Now, oh, Malay Rafuna Midia Sikrasa. Le Rabbam. Your Rafuna says, yes, Akash, the Rabbah, or the Levi, according to Rod Levi. See, Yom HaBekele, Shemakna, how does every Kenya Khalifin work? It's the Makna, the one that's selling his hat. He has to give his handkerchief away also. If so, HaKakoni Arya Agav Glima. Like, you could sell Kaka also with Khalifin. How does it work? If I want to sell you my land, so I give you my handkerchief, and the schus that you're coining my handkerchief, you're also coining my Kaka. So it comes out that Agav, my handkerchief, you're coining my Kaka. In Kenya, so, Hevulei Nechostim Sheshta Machrayis, and his Kaka, Venichnim Nechostim Shema Machrayis. You can be kramer with a handkerchief with matatlin. And we are now in us, we learned in the Mishnah Kedushin, you're not like that, Ipchotanan. That nechosim shein lamachrayis, nickname nechosim sheish lamachrayis, matatlin, you could sell when you sell kaka. If anybody buys kaka, sagav the kaka, you could acquire also any matatlin you want from the same matne. But nechosim shein lamachrayis, yeah, but nechosim nickname nechosim sheish lamachrayis, that's all. Not the opposite way. Or Malay, he said back like this. A heavy Levi Hachi of Levi would be here, heavy mafik li'apach, pulls to the Nura. He would like fight back, or punch you back with two, with fire. Knows what kind of kasher is this? Mi savra glima matnilei. Do you think the kinyan is a glima? Do you think that since like the matna now, the one to sell his house, so I give you my handkerchief, you think because you're carrying my handkerchief, I got the handkerchief, that's what Levi meant to say, you also carrying the house? No. Tihi hano. To call the kabu minei, it goes to teres hano. What happened now? I give you my handkerchief. So with this hano, this enjoyment that you're accepting my handkerchief, goma viyaknele. With that hano, if I give you something and you accept it, I have enjoyment that you accepted what I gave you. So that enjoyment that you gave me, that you accepted my matana, I'm now with that hano. It's like money. With that hano, I'm being matan chayvus back to you. That's how the kinyan works. That's how chalipin works. Chalipin is not an exchange. Just I give you something, and if you accept it, so the enjoyment that I have that you accepted it, it's like you gave me something. So that you gave me, with that I'm gomro matna, whatever I want back to you. That's the machlekes Rav and Levi. The Gemara is really kitanoi. There's also machlekes tanoim. The pasuk says in Rus, v'zois lefnim b'Yisrael al hagul of yalat tmura lekayim kol dover that shalav ish naloi v'nos mareya. We took off his shoe and he gave it to his friend. This is the pasuk of chalipin. So now, Gula, the Pasuk says, Gula is Zumechira. They wanted to sell the property. The Chayinu Waimela, you go. Not to be grail property. Tamura is Zuchalipin. That's the Kinyan Chalipin. The Chayinu Waimela, the Chayinu Bla Yomaraisai. Now, the Chayim called Dovar, Sholafish, Nolai, Vinosna Reyeu. The Pasuk, they wanted to make the Kinyan Chalipin here. They took off the shoe and they gave it to one another. The question is, who gave to who? Did Boyez give it to the Goyel? Or did the Goyel give it back to Boyez? Me, Nosan, Lami. Boyez, Nosan, Lagoyel. The Boyez wanted to buy it now. Did he give it to the Goyel? If you do Amar, Goyel, so Tanakama is not to me, so Boy is not to the Goyel. Tanakama says, Boy is gave his shoe to the Goyel. So Boy, that's like Rav, that Boy is wanted to buy it, so Boy is gave his shoe to the Goyel, to the one that's selling it, and once he gave over his shoe, that's the Kinyan Chalipin, now I get back the property. That's what Rav holds, right. If you do Amar, no, Goyel not to the Boy, the Goyel gave it over to Boy. That's like lazy. So it's not like it's annoying. Tony, we learned. You have a right to make a kinyan chalipin with a kli, even though it's not worth a shavapruta. As the nol is lavdak, it's worth a shavapruta. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Leshanu elu bekli." You could only make a kinyan chalipin with a kli, something like a shoe, a kli. Avul bepeirilai, but with peiris or animals, no. Rav Sheshi Salman, no, afil bepeiris. You could even make a kinyan chalipin with peiris also. Mar says, "Now my time with Rav Nachman, the time Rav Nachman, that only kli or makro." The pasuk says, "No aloi." Noel in, midiachrin aloi, it's telling you to go off a shoe. Mashmoni, something like a shoe, that's a kli, and not with peiris. My time with the Rav Sheshet, what the Sheshet says, no, even peiris. Or makro, lakayim, kol dover. Mashmoni with anything. Rosh says, lakayim, it means bichol dover. With anything, you can make a kinyan chalipin. Only not kesef, not mabeya. Now the Rav Nachman, now if the Gemara aktiv, lakayim, kol dover, I Rav Nachman, also for lakayim, kol dover, who lakayim, kol dover, the nikmin, the manu. Means anything you could buy with a manu. What you use, you have to use a kli. When you use a kli for chalipin, you can be kind of anything with a kinyan chalipin. But the Marav Rashi says, "Nami yaktiv nolo." I says, "Nolo." Why don't we dash only Yeshua, not Paris? Omlo Rashi's my nolo davar mesuyim just means something's exact. The davar mesuyim a complete thing. Rashi says it means shalom, something complete. Afko davar mesuyim lafuki chatziriman. You can't make a kinyan chalipin with a half a pomegranate or if you have a torn handkerchief, you can't use the torn handkerchief. You have to make sure when the Rav gives you his handkerchief, it's a complete handkerchief. If he has a ripped handkerchief, you can't make a kinyan chalipin with it. It has to be sholem, not ripped. The chati egret. You delay, that's no good. When we write up a shtala to make a kinyan chalipin, we write up and say, Demono de kosher lo maknibe. You have to use a kli that's kosher to be used. So what do we say this for? The mono is a kli l'chura l'afukim r'sheshes, not like r'sheshes. Master could only use a kli and not peris. The yom ha'kainim b'peris, not like r'sheshes, whole peris is good. So we said that's a kli and not peris. Then we say the kosher l'afukim d'shmuel. The yom he says kainim b'meruka.
Yeah, b'meruka. All right, turn over.